Love Talk Radio.
In Novi, Michigan, here at the Doubletree Hotel. And we thank God for all of you that are tuning in all over the world. You all have been tuned in to us for 2 days. This is the last day of the Taking It Back by Storm conference. And we just thank God this is the last part for this evening. We were on earlier, but this is the last part for one this evening. We have web streams that will be posted up. And so we just praying right now. We thank God for Dr. Marcus Seabrooks. He's praying right now. And right after that prayer, we're just going to keep it on going for you. We want to give a shout out to Africa, to all over the world in America, to Italy, the UK, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica, also in Australia, in Mexico. We want to say God bless in Italy, the UK, wherever you are at listening in right now. We just want to say God bless you right now. Happy Sunday to everybody. We're going to take you into the service.
Lord, we find the fact of financial loss. God, we pray that the finances will begin to turn over, Lord. Money identity. Meet every need according to your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus.
Bless you.
despite, see, let me say, despite what it happens, the enemy always wants to be. I don't care who you are with you. Let me tell you how sharp he is. Sometimes it doesn't want to be. And you say, I'm going to put this on in the morning, and you wind up 4 or 5 days. The smaller the number, the greater the anointing. The larger the number, the anointing is difficult. Why? It's like stirring. When you get closer to the bottom, like devil, you get closer to the bottom of the jar, it's sweeter than it is. Because that's where all the revenue is. And so, because we don't have major problems, right? And minister to you according to what he said. We had 1,000 people. The word that God has for you, you might not get it today. Because you got 999 more people sitting in front of you for our issues. But God says in 2 or 3,
Come on.
That's all we need. Everybody is believing. So we work off of this. In small settings, God can do stuff that could normally probably embarrass you in a large place, but God can speak to your needs. And so we have a tremendous role that God is going to get medicine, prayer warrior, intercessor. And you know what? This whole weekend for me has been glad.
Yes.
No matter what has happened, it's just been a blast.
Amen.
You know why? Because you have to understand the purpose of God.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes, take a baby, and I'm going to leave it with this thought. Look at that. Just do me a favor. Just you and me and my.
Deliver a word, and then he's got to fight again. But if you set that
got to get them into a place of worship. And then when you can get them into that place of worship, then you can get them to raise their hands, because people got problems when they come to church.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the thing of it is, this is where all your problems should leave out. Today, you should not be here the same as you were.
That's
good.
Amen.
God has changed the chain.
Yeah.
And you might look around, you should say, nobody here. But God has called you to this place.
Yes, Lord.
He called
you.
Very few people are called for a private audience. If you really read the word of the Lord, Moses didn't take nobody else with him when he was in the mountain.
Come on.
The first visitation, he had to leave the sheep behind.
Yes, sir.
And I want to let you know something. Some of you are worried about finances and jobs and what we're going to do tomorrow. But Moses had a job. His job was to tend the sheep. But when God calls you, watch God. When God calls him, who do you think watched the sheep while he was in the mountain? He didn't lose a sheep.
Not one.
Nobody stole him. No wolf took him. And when he came down, everything was still intact. That's the type of God we serve. So if we can get into the high place, there's a cleft of a mountain in the high place where the Spirit of God is. And Moses went into that cleft, and he got into the cleft. The cleft is a hole that's hollowed out in the mountain. When God said, I want to show you myself. I want to introduce you. The reason why some of you are here going through look at somebody say, I'm going through the process. Anybody being processed? Tell your neighbor, don't let your process recess. You're going through the process. You know why you're going through the process? Because when you came out of Egypt, you had this special Egypt on you. You came out with everything. You had the helmet. And I was looking at Moses. And what happened with Moses was when he came out of Egypt, he killed the Egyptian. Why did he kill him? Because inside of you, look at your neighbor and say, inside me,
inside of
my purpose is trying to get out.
My purpose is trying to get out.
But it's trapped in the flesh. And so Moses understood that he was a deliverer. That's why when the Egyptian was smiting his brother, he killed the Egyptian. That thing that was inside of him came out. But then he understood that he killed and that he would betray, be betrayed. So he thought he was running away, but God set that situation up to get you in a place where nobody else can be. Some of you are in a place where nobody else is right now. You think you all alone. And what God is doing, he's dealing with you. The first thing I want to say, and then we're going to worship God. See, first of all, Moses had to lose his help, the Egyptian help, not telling this. And he had to lose the crest of the Pharaoh because he was going to be the next Pharaoh. And so when you are in 90 and 100 degree heat in the day, anything on your head could be kind of cumbersome. So he had to drop his head. So he had to drop his face. His helmet represents his face.
Yeah.
So he had to drop what he was thinking. That's the first thing to go off. Then the next thing he came off with the broad shoulder armor that he had on. He dropped that off. And then he had to come out of all the armament and all the pump and the brand and the range. And he was down to nothing. The only thing about how Moses got to the well where Zephyr was, he was butt naked. He didn't have nothing. That's what God wants you. He wants you stripped to nothing so he can reveal you.
Mm-hmm.
Moses spent 40 years. And watch what God did. He took him out of Egypt, out of a carnal worldly system. And then he took him to Jethro, the priest of the Midianites, who worshiped God in the mountain. God was hanging out in the mountain before Moses even showed up. God was waiting for Moses to show up because there was a prophetic word that God spoke to Abraham. Tell your neighbor, I'm a child of destiny. I don't care what you're telling me. Yeah. So what's the destiny? God told Abraham, he said, he put Abraham in the mountain. He put him in a deep sleep. He said, your seed will be as innumerable as the stars on the side of the sand and by the sea. He said, if this people were being bondage to another people that don't know God for 300 some years, he said, but I'll come down and deliver them. Nobody knew the day Moses was born, he was a deliverer. But out of all the male children were supposed to be slain, they let Moses live. And God will give you favor with your enemy.
Come on.
While he was going down the Nile River, Pharaoh's daughter was washing herself. And she saw the baby, but she recognized the Hebrew blank. She sent for Moses' mother. Quo careers, that you thought you was going to do something else, and just at the apex of doing what you thought you was going to do, God just doing this stuff. And you don't take none of the stuff that you accumulated with you because you got it illegally anyway. And so now God has Moses, and God is trying to get your attention. Moses saw first something nobody ever saw, consumed by fire, but not yet consumed. I burned up. So he said, I turn aside because it's grace. How he goes up. God introduces himself. God is trying to introduce himself all through the need for the person that's come. He wants to introduce himself because he needs your service. But without you opening your mouth and giving God what's due, then you're just like dummies of clay. God is alive. We've got real live. We stone. And so God says, son, tell them, I said all this to say that, give me 60 seconds of your prayer. Give me 60 seconds of your worship to give you an awesome song. Inspired by my four or five things happen when I'm here. I should be in the hospital somewhere. I could be dead. But God's purpose is greater than the demise that the devil had for me. And I will worship him. See, I want to tell you something. You see that? It came from a brown recruit spider. My color's coming back. This don't happen until 3 or 4 months now because of your purpose. Lift your hand.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your feet. Open your mouth for the next 60 seconds. 60 seconds on your mouth. Open your mouth and give your God a praise.
Lord, we worship you. Please keep telling us the testimonies of what you're experiencing through this conference. This is the last day of the conference. Let us know. Dr. Marcus Secrets is here to pray for you. I'm going to tell you something about the man of God. He's no joke. He's somebody, somebody. And I say that not just to be my brother and my friend. I say that because it's something to hear about and it's something to experience. We've had meetings before. We know babies have been risen from the dead. We have seen signs and wonders following him because he believed. We've seen demons cast out. This is not a man who is afraid to deal with even ancient spirits or demonic powers, whatever's going on in your family. If you want to remain anonymous, you can do so. But today is your day for breakthrough. We are not playing about it. Today is your day for breakthrough. Juan is kind enough, he has to leave shortly, but this will be live streamed continuously even from another station. We only have a couple of months, not too much longer with the blog talk. We got about 2 hours. You got 2 hours to get your request in to the blog talk, and then we transfer over to the live stream. Again, this is probably the only part you're going to see me talking and stuff in there at the end. So we got to give God some more praise. Join in with us, sing with us, pray with us, give us a praise. Hallelujah. We can feel it. We can feel it in our atmosphere. Now, if you up to something, Marcus will pray for you, to not be up to something too. But other than that, the praise and worship, we want you to join in and be one with us and just give God some uplifted praise. Come on. And have God properly in heart. Take us to the next level. Hallelujah.
Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are awesome. It was for your love. It was for your grace. I don't know where I'd be without you. It was for your love. It was for your grace. I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are awesome. You are awesome.
Can you hear the chains? It feels like this is a ring. Oh, Lord. It feels like this is We still ain't with it.
Broken love, the chain.
Lord is about to breathe into your body. Yeah, Thank you.
Come on and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can we just stand up on our feet all over the building? Can we just begin to worship God like we really know how?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, hallelujah is the highest praise. Don't you know when you give God the highest praise? Don't you know that it begins to move God to get out of his holy habitation, that he can begin to move into your midst? Oh, come on and lift up the name of Jesus. Don't be distracted now. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear the sound in my spirit all night. I hear the sound in my soul. We wait for the moment. We wait for the power. We wait for the moment. Lord, we wait for you. Come on, it's that moment. We wait for the moment. We wait for the power. We wait for the moment. Lord, we wait for you. Can you just repeat with me? We wait for the moment. Just like that. We wait for the power. We wait for the moment. Lord, we wait on you. Anybody waiting on God today? Come on, anybody waiting on God today? Do you have some stuff held up for you? Ah, come on. You don't sound too enthused. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him the highest praise today. I wait for the moment, Lord. And this is that highest moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, into the thing today. My God, I worship you. Come on and praise God for a moment. I want to bless you. I want to praise. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hello, here's somebody. And I get to understand that it is called Six of the Kings Conference. Am I right? Taking it back by storm. Amen. And so as I begin to seek the Lord concerning what he was saying, I begin to realize that the Lord is calling a set of people, a remnant, that has been out there, that he's just gathering back. Oh, come on, anybody know what I'm saying here? The true worshipers, amen, somebody. You don't understand, God has been here for a period of time, but God is gathering back his people, amen. Hallelujah, we may be few numbers, but I'm telling you, even over the airwaves, God is gathering a nation, and I'm speaking directly to you. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greet the Holy Spirit. He's the head of my life. The woman of God, hallelujah, Dr. Rhoda. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for having me all the way from Queens, New York. Thank you, Jesus. We flew in here. What was it, on Friday evening? Thanks be to God. And it has been a tremendous time thus far since I've been here. You can be seated. To God be the glory. And tonight, I believe that God is about to move in an unusual way. Because we are a peculiar people. Can I talk to you for a moment?
Yes.
We are a peculiar people. We are unique in the sight of God. The anointings are unique in this house. And I need to let you know that the anointing that is upon our lives, or that God has deposited in us, I need you to understand that it is greater than this building that we are in.
Yes.
Amen.
The anointings that are here combined together, it cannot hold in this building. Are you hearing me, what I'm saying? It is a global call. And even that we are here, it is for the nation, the gathering of the nation. Are you hearing me? We are kingdom people sent on an assignment. Are you hearing me? We are called to do a great work for God. Amen. And we cannot take it lightly. Oh, Lord, help me here, Holy Ghost. And so even as I stand here before you as a delegate of God, I'm here just to bring declaration. Ah, come on, talk to me. The Lord will have me to declare some stuff as an apostle to the nations. The Lord will have me just to come to make a public declaration and decree. What is a decree? I need to let you understand. A decree is something that is issued by one that is standing in authority. My God, come on. Ah, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because the Lord will see the affliction of the people that was in Egypt. And the Lord said, Lord, help me here. You don't understand that they all stayed their time.
Yes,
come on.
They overstayed their time, and that's what caused the affliction to come upon them. Oh, come on, talk to me here, somebody. Sometimes you're at a place in your life that you have overstayed your time. And you need to understand and to become sensitized to the move of the Holy Spirit and understand when a shift has come that you need to flow with the crowd and not with the crowd. Flow with the cloud from the Shekinah of God, because this is an unusual move. It doesn't move with a crowd, because the crowd, he says, broad is the way that leads you to destruction. He says, many be on it. And when the Lord said that, man of God, when the Lord said there are many that are on that broad street, he wasn't talking just about sinners, because sinners know that they are already sinning and they're going to hell if they don't convert their ways. But the Lord is speaking to the church. He's speaking to a people that are still dibbling and dabbling. Are you hearing me here? A people that really needs deliverance, that are walking in religion. My God, help me here, Holy Ghost. That really need a move of God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord is, thank you. This is brilliant. I was in my spirit on last night. Well, this morning, we all went to bed about 4 this morning. And I heard in my spirit, I was sharing with prophetess, I said, I hear the gathering of the eagles in my spirit. God is gathering the eagles together because it's soaring time. Oh, you're not receiving what I'm telling you. It is time for us to soar. You see, because what happens is that birds can only go but so high. Flies can only go but so high. Mosquitoes can only go but so Oh, come on, talk to me here. But what happens when an eagle begins to stretch her wings? She begins to soar to new heights. And you need to learn to stretch your wings out that you can soar to another level. Oh, now, help me here, Holy Ghost. Away from the problems. Away from the attacks and the darts of the enemy. I'm telling you, I hear that thing. And so God is getting ready to move in our lives like never before. And that's why he gave me that song. We wait for that moment. We wait for the hour. Lord, we are waiting on you. Because without him, we can do nothing. Let me tell you something. Quickly, if you have a Bible, turn to Esther, the third chapter. The Lord began to speak to me when I got the call from Dr. Rhoda, and he began to open my understanding after I came out 40 days fast. He took me on another 3-day fast. But this time it was a dry one. Oh, yeah. No food, no water. And I just laid there on the altar for them 3 days. And I sought the face of God, and I said, Lord, what will you have me to say to your people? Because I'm not one for, I love taking pictures. Hello, Facebook. Oh, yeah, y'all know me. But, you know, I love taking pictures, believe me. Y'all need to pay for that deliverance for me. However, cameras, like the video rolling, I don't do. And so it was a little bit different for me. And I said, God, okay. I said, God, I'm going to do this. Because I know that there's a people that are waiting for a release from God. And it's not about us. It's all about him. Are you hearing me? God did not compact you with all this anointing just to sit in a corner. God is reshuffling the cabinet. Can I speak to you for a moment? There's a people that is still yet have that David anointing that are sitting on the backside of the desert that God is preparing through the Holy Ghost to bring in the forefront.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And there are a lot of people. For the Bible said David was ready. Hello here, somebody. He was a rough one. Hello here. He didn't lose your battle. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. He took out the Goliath with just 5 stones. So what I'm telling you is, come up at yourself like a wimp because you're far from it.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
I'm Jamaica. Hello here, somebody. And while I was in Jamaica growing up, he used to have the other folks used to say, small axe take out big trees. A simple axe can take out the biggest of trees or the largest of trees. So go out of your size. It is the anointing, it is the effect of the bullet. You're a dangerous weapon in the hand of God. Oh, come on, I'm talking to you here, somebody. You are charged. You are armed and dangerous. And because of that, the enemy is threatened by the anointing that God has placed upon your life. And that's what causes you to go through the things that you're going through. Because of the anointing. Because the word of the Lord declares, he says, in this organization, the Lord has placed his treasure on the inside of us. And because he has placed the treasures on the inside of us, he needs that treasure to come out. Can I break it down for you a little bit? It's just like you have, I tell them in New York, you have this cup. The cup doesn't know the value of the content within. Can I talk to you? You may have coffee in here. You may have soda. You may have tea. You may have water. But the cup does not know the use of what is inside of the cup. So are we. We are the carriers of the glory of God. But we really don't understand what it is all about. Ah, come on, talk to me here, somebody. So in order for us to understand, what happens is that God will be desired to crack or open, that he can taste what he has deposited in you. Because you really don't know your worth unless God begins to show up in your life. Oh, come on, talk to me here, somebody. I'm sure God will have you hidden for a moment. He will cover you up, as he said in Isaiah 49. That he has hidden you and covered you with the palm of his hand. Why? Because there's a moment, there's a kind of moment that God has set aside for the unfailing of his people. And if God should give you every detail of what he's about to do in your life, then he will begin to mess it up. And so we have to keep us in suspense every now and again. And we have to begin to learn to be obedient when God speaks to us. Because thank our Lord, heaven is the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to. But whenever God speaks to you as a prophet, or as a prophet of God, you need to begin to live when God tells you to live. Because the Lord, heaven is the Holy Ghost. It is not about you, it's about the name of God. It's about the things that God wants to save. And you need to walk. God, your eyes shut. It's about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because gifts and calling come without repentance.
Yeah.
And the prophetic, let me hear, let me tell you something here. The platform is set, but it's not for our personal agenda.
Yeah.
It's for the agenda of God. Are you hearing me here, someone? It's for the agenda of God to take back the nations. A people that are seeking for God. A people that are hungry, that are yearning for the real McCoy. The tire of the prophet lines. Oh, come on, you're talking to somebody. The tire of the street saying. The tire of the stargazers. The tire of the palm readers. Oh, come on, talk to me here, somebody. Shut up, Lord. They're telling you that just to get a penny out of your pocket.
Come on, that's
true. You smell no anointing. Mantle without title.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing in these days. A lot of people are walking around with titles, but they haven't received their mantle.
That's right.
Oh, I'm passing this. I'm passing that. Or I'm passing this verse, and I'm passing this so-and-so. But next year, all this title. But next year, there's no anointing. You can't get a headache cured. Talk to me here, somebody. Why are people that are suffering? I saw all of this to say before we get into the message. There was a woman called Esther. And I get to understand some things about Esther and her unique calling of God. And I began to look, if we have a reader here with me, but I see in the Lord gave me the third chapter from 1 through to 6 that there was an assassination that was set out for the people of God. I heard you just said it just now, woman of God. And I'm here to confirm what you have been saying. This meeting that you have called, God has entrusted some things into your hands. And because he sees your heart, despite of what, I'm not talking about your flesh right now, I'm talking about your spirit. And the things that you have, there's a vision that is marked on the inside of you that you want to get out. But you have some people that when they see a vision, they have their own vision, so they attach themselves and try to cause division. Because, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your vision, if they cannot find your vision, that simply means they are come to bring division. And so you have some folks that you just can't trust with the vision. Because God is taking you somewhere. But there's a process that you have to pass through. Because for God to release his sheep into your hands, for God to lead to allow you to walk into some territory, you've got to be ready to take what's standing there. And so, even as I began to look at the life of Esther, the Lord began to show me that Esther was in the kingdom for a particular time. Are you hearing me here, somebody? And there was something unique also about Esther. You didn't even know when you were talking to us on last night, this morning again. You know what you shared with us that was private?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to see it's going to hit you. It's going to knock your socks off. I'm telling you. I'm serious. When I read it this morning, I said, OMG. I'm serious. And so the word read, it says, after these things, the king Assyrus He promoted Haman, the son of Amadatha, an Agagite, and they advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the gate, the king's gate, bowed and reverenced Haman. For the king so commanded concerned him, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? For now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hear, hearken not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matter would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Six, that. And it says, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. For they had showed him the people of Mordecai, wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Assyrus, even the people of Mordecai. And so I began to seek the face of God. I said, God, now you are certainly called for a great work of God. And I'm just here to minister to you and let you to know that I'm not just here just because I want to be here, but I'm sent. An apostle is one that is sent. I don't seek invitations, but I wait upon God for invitations. Are you hearing me here, somebody? Because that's what these days, what I'm seeing in the body of Christ is that people are asking to come to be a blessing to people's churches. And when they say, can I come and be a blessing to your people? It ends up that they take all that you have, and then you are the one who have blessed them. Financially, you are left with all the bills. Yes, you said, and all you have is just a word. And you don't even know that it really came from God. Oh, come out here. Because many of them are operating in emotion. Oh, Lord, help me hear, Holy Ghost. I've not even heard the voice of God. He's all in once. And that's why you're standing so much rejecting false prophecies. And you begin to search out for them, the spirits of promise in you. Why? Because you want to know the real thing. You want to know more. You want to see the testimonies of God. And God is sent to shine these people. Why? Because you're called to the king of the second time as this. Hi, Maro Kishima. From here, woman of God, to declare and to decree. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And let you know that the life of Esther, taken by Mordecai, her uncle, parents have been dead. Some of you don't even have mentors. You have no spiritual mother, you have no spiritual father. They have died out. But God is raising up Esther to mentor. Are you hearing me? To mentor some lives that have gone astray because of, thank you, Lord, because there's no parents. The Apostle Paul said it, that you must honor your mother and your father in the Lord. Hey, talk to me here, somebody. And so, therefore, God wants mothers, real mothers, that can mentor people in the Lord into their purpose. But even before you can become a mother, you have to go through a process of motherhood. And so we find out that Esther found herself in a place where she had no control over that. And if you read from the first to the second chapter, you understand that Esther was set in Shushan. It was a place that was set apart. Hello, here, somebody. That kept the Jews, just as when Goshen had the Israelites that were there in Egypt. And so God had the Jews in Shushan being kept. Oh, come on to the neighbor that you're being kept right now. You're being kept. Because there's a heap on your life, as the Lord of God said. She just simply confirmed what the Lord was saying, because the Lord is for right now. There is a heap that was sent out to the body of Christ. Oh, Lord, to annihilate My.
Hey.
Makita Boshata. Watch this. Watch this. And so, you find that if you look at your scene, sit for a king. Look at the life of Esther. She's about to take somebody's seat.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Esther was getting ready to sit in a seat, oh Lord, that belonged to Vashti. I'm here to declare and to decree to you that God, all that you've been through, my God, you have been prepared to take a seat. Oh Lord, help me, dear Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, God, Jesus, I feel it in my bones. Do not move from what God has told you to do. If you read the scriptures, it's like that Esther was being prepared by the eunuch. And that's a lot. Esther was chosen among all the other maidens. Oh, come on, talk to me here, somebody. And those maidens were all virgins. Don't you know?
Oh,
yeah. Read your Bible, saints of God. Esther was chosen. Now, watch this. The king got happy. Y'all know the story. And as the king got happy, he said, let me send for my wife, Vashti. Bible says she was good to look upon. Beautiful. She was all about a bag of chips with this. Ooh, she had it going on. And the king wanted us to brag on this good thing. I don't hear somebody. Watch this. Listen to me keenly here. While he sent for her, she denied to come. Watch this. God can be calling you into a place of seeking his sin for a moment. God can be setting you aside, separating you from things of the world. Hello here. Because there are divine purpose that you need to serve in your life. You are not only the Holy Ghost. You have embarked upon a time in your life whereby you are about to hit something that is so, oh Lord, it is so big that you can't afford to miss it. And so God says, watch, I can't tell you everything because the enemy is listening. What are you talking about, woman of God? I saw that Job was standing here. And he's back now, oh Lord, sacrifices unto God because of his children, not because of himself, but because of his children. And he said, we are just in case my children are failed against God. I'm going to bring God an offering.
Right.
The Bible said that when the Lord looked down, he saw Satan standing next to Job. So I'm telling you that enemy cannot stand next to you when you're praying and when you're talking to God because he's listening to what you're saying and he knows about what you hear you say. So sometimes God got to tell you just a little bit. And that's why prophecy only comes in parts. Whenever you hear a confirmation, the man of God, or whenever you hear a confirmation, just to let you know that the prophecy is still intact. Come on, talk to me here. Because nobody knows your house more than you know it. And so if I come to you with a word, you should know that I'm telling the truth. Somebody is going to tell you, I'm very sincere, I'm very delicate, that what God said to you, maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I'm here to confirm that the vision is still intact. Don't be shaken by anything. You're not afraid with a Christian. Are you hearing me here, somebody? They're not afraid with a Christian. Let me tell you something about the storm. Oh, Holy Ghost. Can you so much download on this thing? I said, my God. The storm. What would God say? You're taking it by storm. Because some storms have hit your life. Now, how many of you know that storms come in categories? You have category one. Maybe there's some winds. Blow you here, blow you there. Category two, they lose a few shingles from the house. Category three, a little bit more damage. Trees are down, stuff, you know. Four, gets a little bit more dangerous. But when it hits five, the roof comes off. Meaning some serious problems. You have encountered some serious winds in your life that came from the enemy. People have spoken stuff about you. Oh, now the enemy has hit on you so much. I told them, I think it was on last week, about the three little pigs. Little God is still standing. You're like a palm tree that when the wind blows, you do like this, but you hold it down. And you do like this, and you hold it down. And you go backwards, and you hold it down, but you're still standing. And so David said, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of living.
And so we found out that even now,
till God begins to move his people into that place of destiny. It's a place whereby you cannot afford to miss it. Even as we are now in the seventh month, where we're in the last portion of the year, there are still some prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled that are supposed to fulfill this year and not next year. Because God is a God of time. You love me, somebody. Or you may be led, but God is a God of time. And if you even try to mess up the time, God will do what he has to do to get you to that place. Because he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, or a son of man that I should repent. Oh, Lord, hear me here, somebody. He said, oh, Lord, the Bible says, he said, let God be sure that every man be a liar. So God will make a fool out of you to get you to destiny. He will do it. He'll kill that ego that is in you. Just to bring you to that place called the promise. Hello here, somebody. Because destiny cannot die now. Too many lives are attached to your ministry. Too many lives are attached to the call of God that is in your life. And so if you want to allow it to be aborted or for it to be annihilated, hello here, somebody. Because the seed is precious. Hey, hear me here, somebody. And so what happened is that God had to find himself on an altar that can carry the weight of the glory. You see, you may have the capacity, but God is still digging deep because there's more that he wants to deposit in you. Are you hearing me here, somebody? You see, the body is full, hear me. You see, the body can only be half full. But God says, no, I want you to be full for where I'm taking you. And so that's what I cannot do. You've got to go through some more before I release you on that platform that I promised you. Am I talking to anybody here? Watch this. Finally, as he says, he began to prepare Esther. And as he prepared Esther, Esther was chosen. Remember, it's not even many are called, but few are chosen. Many of you are chosen, and that's why you're going through what you're going through right now. Hello, here, somebody. Why am I saying this? Apostle Paul said, not all can be pastors. Not all can be priests. Hello, somebody. Not all can be prophets. How are you hearing me here? It's a fivefold role. Those are the head of the body. Hello, for the edification of the people of God. Hello, here. And so not all can fit that office. And so because all cannot fit that office, God has to choose the one that can carry that glory. You wonder to yourself, why am I going through this? Tell your neighbor, it's the anointing. It's the anointing. Oh, yeah. It's costly. It costs Mary some good money. I don't hear somebody. It costs Mary Magdalene. She broke that alabaster box. It cost her, oh, no, she had to sleep with quite a few men to get that bottle. Yeah. Oh, this ain't no joke. She had to, I'm talking to some prostitutes right now. That they have given up everything. Oh, Lord, help me here, Holy Ghost. And Lord, give up on you. But God will never give up on you. And that's why, thank you, Holy Ghost. He is turning things around. Because he's about to let you live for you. Hold on here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, you have a testimony on last night. God is raising up esters for their families. Because God had to do that thing that you cannot do within yourself. So the king said, oh Lord, the decree went out. He said, not because Esther, because Vashti had done what she has done and embarrassed the king. He said, now, if all the other women hear this, listen to me. That's why your position where you stand, you have to be careful what you do.
Peter.